Sorry, Gavin. Keep it.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the. All right, let's have quiet in the chambers, please. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Steuben County Legislature on Wednesday, January 28th, 2026, and I would like to ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mr. Eberlin? Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Hanna?
Here.
Mr. Horton?
Here.
Mrs. Lando?
Here.
Mrs. Logston?
Here.
Mr. Nichols?
Here.
Mr. Pelham?
Here.
Mr. Potter?
Here.
Mr. Shue?
Here.
Ms. Shannon?
Here.
Mr. Thu?
Here.
Mr. Tobia?
Here.
Mr. Van Castle?
Here.
Mr. Vanetten?
Here.
Mr. Valino?
Here.
Mr. Warner?
Here.
All right, I'd like everyone to please stand. We'll have Mr. Van Castle give us the invocation, and I'll have Mr. Valino lead us in the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, thankful for your wisdom and light of your guidance that has brought us safely to this meeting. We ask you to bless our discussions with clarity, fairness, and understanding. Grant us the humility to listen, the courage to speak truthfully, and the grace to respect one another, even when our views may differ. Help us to honor both compassion and discipline, knowing that sympathy and order work hand in hand in fulfilling your purpose. May all that we do here reflect your justice, your mercy, and your will. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Certificates of appreciation.
We do have a few.
Okay, super.
Judy Hunter. She was here.
Yeah, she was.
Judy? Maybe she left. Okay. Judy Hunter was 30 years. Adam Buck. That's 20 years with DPW. Joyce Allen Sullivan.
We have a nerd.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and recognize you for 20 years of service to Steuben County. We thank you for your service. Thank you. Oh, Stephanie. Retiring. Yes. Okay.
Stephanie Easterbrook.
Good morning, Stephanie. I hope I'm still going to see you out on your walks now.
I hope so. That's good.
That is right. Well, on behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to recognize you on the occasion of your retirement and thank you for 34 years of service to Steuben County.
There
you go. Thank you.
That's it. We do have a few people that couldn't make it today. Jamie Percival, DSS, 20 years. William Jeffords, DPW, 10 years. Colleen Eason, Social Services, 20 years. Veronica Olin, who's retiring from elections after 30 years. And Scott Sprague, risk manager, 10 years.
All right, we are going to move into comments by members of the public. The comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and I do have a timer. And because we have a substantial number of people that would like to make public comment, I will be thanking you for your remarks once the 3 minutes are up. And I apologize in advance if I end up having to stop you short of finishing your comments, but keep that in mind as you discuss them. We would like to give everybody the opportunity to speak that has signed up. And so that is why we are being a little bit more strict with our rules.
Barb Blank.
Wayne is up here. Wayne is up.
Oh, Wayne.
Wayne thinks he gets to go first.
Yeah.
He always goes first.
All right, Mr. Wells, please tell everyone where you're from, and please, please, 3 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Wayne Wells, and I'm from the town of Cameron. And I want it known that I support Sheriff Allard and his position. That said, in a democracy, government policy and actions should be embodied, the embodied consent of the majority of the people. I am in favor of removing illegal criminal immigrants, but it must be done with due process and in a humane manner. When Stephen Miller's ICE thugs murdered two Minnesotans performing their constitutionally guaranteed rights of free speech, they are also killing the rule of law. The Miller-Trump regime is a traitorous betrayal to democracy and the rule of law. No real American patriot should encourage, cooperate, or tolerate the Nazification agenda of Stephen Miller's ICE. 2 minutes of silence, reflection to honor slain Minnesotans Renee Good and Alex Pretty in an act of ICE criminality for what America is becoming under Trump. Siri, timer, 2 minutes.
You only actually have a minute and a half left.
2 minutes starting now.
Thank you, Mr. Wells. Next.
Barb Blank.
Please state your name again and where you're from, and I'll set the timer for your 3 minutes.
I'm Barbara Blank. I am from Chambers, which is near Beaver Dams, New York. I'm here as a concerned citizen, watching what is happening in our country and the support, the support that our law enforcement officers did not get in Minnesota. They did from the people, is my belief. My concern is that we don't have a similar issue here in New York. And I'm, as Mr. Wells stated, I am for law enforcement doing what they can in a humane way to apprehend or criminals who have been judicially indicted or whatever, and holding them here. It's not a problem for me. But I think we need to proceed with caution. I think we need more public information and so forth out there, because there's a lot of people who aren't online listening to and getting the information or whatever. And we need accurate information. So I was here more to listen than to speak and to hear what you all had to say. And I just want to know that you to know that there's many of us that are really, really concerned about what ICE is what's happening in our country. And we don't want the same here in our community. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Joan Rosen.
Please state your name again, where you're from, and I'll set your timer for 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Joan Rosen. I live in the town of Corning. The last time we renewed the contract our local officials to work with ICE was last July. Unfortunately, many of us didn't find out about this contract until after the fact. Hilda, I knew Hilda, and I knew that she had been the only one to vote no on the contract, mm-hmm. which I thought was wonderful. Now we passed that moved aside, and now we have a new contract. Well, we want to sign a new contract that pays $130 more for the prisoners that we take in that are criminals, rapists, and child molesters. That's what they've told us. And in the past, when ICE was around and INS, they did do their jobs. I felt they did their jobs. They went after people who had crossed over and come illegally. And even in the time of Obama, President Obama and President Biden, more people were detained and deported than what Trump has going now, what Trump has done now. If we say that we are going to take these people who ICE says, who the government says are criminals, if we say yes, we go along with what they're doing. And I think that they have a ceiling. They want to arrest 100,000 detainees. They've arrested 75,000 so far in a very short period of time. But after this weekend, this past weekend, every time I see ICE, having witnessed what happened in Minneapolis when two people were killed, the game changed. Completely different. All bets are off. This agreement was drawn before we saw the new ICE on number 19 in the contract, the new ICE in action. It was before number 19 ICE started attacking people who were helping their friends and neighbors.
That is your 3 minute time limit. And I'm really sorry that I have to stop you, but we have too many speakers. Thank you for your remarks.
My feeling is we cannot trust this administration to send us who we want to come.
Thank you.
Linda Schock.
Please state your name again, where you're from, and I'll set your timer for 3 minutes.
Linda Schock. I'm from the town of Corning also, and I'm also on the Corning Town Council.
Thank you.
Everything that Joan said, exactly. And the thing that I don't like is that they're covering their faces. We don't know who they are. Do we know who they are when they, you know, when our police force are there? No. Can anybody tell me, Sheriff?
Yeah.
Do you know who they are?
Yeah.
Do you you have their identification and everything?
All right, we're just entertaining.
Are you there? Are you there for every?
Please, please, we're just entertaining comments, not questions.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure that we know who they're arresting, and you know if they're the police are there every single time. If they're not there every single time, and they don't know who they are, they're just showing up. I don't know if there are instances of that because I have not heard from my own community, but I know that people in my community are very nervous. There's another member on the board who her nanny is an immigrant. She's here legally, but she's afraid to go to her court date. You know, and I know that doesn't have anything to do with us here, but like Joan said, this is the new ICE, and we don't know how bad it's going to get. If it gets really bad, are we going to back out of this contract? Can we? That's what I'm afraid of. It's like, okay, so we say yes to this. It's all going great now, but we're living in a blue state who the federal government has designated as terrorist organizations. You know what I mean? Act blue and everybody else. I mean, I'm sorry, I've never done this before, so I'm, you know, a little nervous, but because I'm new to the council also. But it's frightening. It's very frightening. And I worry about people in my own family, you know, that look a certain way or speak a certain way, because they've made these the rules now. These are the rules that they've set up, executive orders or whatever, that if they speak different, they look different, you can pick them up. Are our police force going to be there for every single time? Minneapolis couldn't do it. They didn't have the force. They didn't have enough people to take care of it. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bill Mattingly.
Thank you so much. Please state your name again and where you're from, and keep it to direct comments. If you have questions, you can certainly email those direct questions to us later, and you will get responses.
My name's Bill Mattingly, and I live in Irwin. Good morning, members of the Steuben County Legislature. I'm here to urge you to rescind the July 2025 contract with Steuben County Sheriff's Office and ICE, and carefully review any new or renewed agreements between the Sheriff's Office and federal law enforcement agencies. The Trump administration has amply demonstrated contempt for the law and their intent to turn our government into an authoritarian regime with federal agencies like the DOJ, the FBI, DHS, and ICE acting as mere arms of the dictatorship. Here are just a few examples. Mr. Trump pardoned and commuted sentences for all the January 6 rioters, including those that beat and maimed Capitol Police. The Trump administration sent masked and militarized ICE agents to many cities across our nation, including Minneapolis, against the wishes of the state officials in those states, and under false pretexts. Recently, Renee Good and Alex Preddy, both U.S. citizens, were shot and killed. Both victims were immediately defamed before any investigation of the incident had even begun. Renee Good was claimed to be a domestic terrorist. Alex Preddy was claimed to have, quote, brandished a firearm, unquote, and, quote, came to kill law enforcement, unquote. Videos of all these claims show that these were bald-faced lies spun by a host of high-ranking officials from these very same agencies. Recently, DHS circulated a memo stating that agents could forcibly enter homes with only administrative warrants. That's directly counter to the black letter law of our Constitution. Mr. Trump was democratically elected, but so was Adolf Hitler in Germany before he dissolved the German parliament and installed himself as dictator. Let's not make the same mistake and let democracy die. Or as Abraham Lincoln said in his Gettysburg Address, let our experiment in self-government perish from this earth. This isn't a blue versus red issue. This isn't business as usual. I call on all of us to resist these now authoritarian federal agencies. The battle for our democracy is being fought right here, right now. Do we really want to invite these federal agencies to Steuben County and sign cooperative agreements with them? Do we want our deputies, whose salaries are paid by Steuben County residents, to be under the direct control of ICE? That's what the contract says.
Thank you, Bill. Your 3 minutes.
I urge you. I am a democracy. We see a lot of them.
Lauren Spaulding.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from. I will start your timer.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Lauren Spaulding, and I am from Painted Post. And I am here today to share my concern about the actions of ICE across our country. I'm not here in response to one event or one instance, but rather in an effort to exercise my civic duty to share some thoughts that have been burdening my heart and my mind. There is a debate that seems to be happening in our nation right now about the morals and the values that people feel in their hearts when they see the American flag. This debate is not new. Disagreement is a part of the very fabric that makes our nation. Our nation was born in protest, rebellion, and revolution. Our Constitution was radical in its inception. And our nation has never once been perfect. Rather, it is a goal we are constantly striving towards, a more perfect union. We live this promise by engaging in hard conversations, by listening to one another, acknowledging the sacrifices of those that expose the imperfections that we need to address, and taking action to create change when it is necessary. And so, I would like for you to take heed of the actions of ICE and other places in our nation. I'm paying attention to what is happening right now, and I'm scared and confused and angry and sad. Please listen to the voices that are dissenting right now, and listen not just to respond, but to understand. I live each day afraid of what happens when I'm shopping at Walmart with my children and ICE is there. As has been mentioned today, this is out of our hands. ICE has proven time and time again, it doesn't matter if you're a born citizen of the United States. They are untrained and reactive, and they cover their faces using fear and coercion to intimidate Americans into submission. They are emboldened in these actions by the support they have from the national government and our president. And so I'm asking, when ICE is in our community and they have someone in custody that's screaming they are a legal citizen, what do you want the members of our community to do? The simple answer would be to tell us to do nothing and to trust. But what happens when it's our community members and we know that they are legal citizens and their protest is being ignored? Because this is what's happening in cities across the United States right now. Trust is fragile and it's broken. And so I'm asking, how do you want our community to respond to injustice? I was educated by this community. I sat in classrooms and learned of the many times throughout history that humanity has failed to act with moral conscience. In each lesson, I question in my heart, what would I have done in this historical moment? Would I have been a bystander who chose self-preservation over moral action? Or would I have been an upstander who did the right thing in the face of fear and unknown risk?
Thank you. That is your 3 minutes.
Mary Lisi.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I will set your 3-minute timer.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
My name is Mary Lisi. I am a lifelong resident of Steuben County, having lived the last 21 years in the wonderful town of Bradford. So this issue is very, very important to me. I understand, and forgive me, I don't have prepared remarks, but I understand that our county has a record, a long-time record of cooperating with federal law enforcement agencies, our Steuben County law enforcement with federal. I have nothing against that at all. I think that's a good thing. And let me say, I'm very pleased to be allowed to exercise my right to free speech, as many in Minneapolis have not been able to. It is kind of, I almost think it's naive to believe that if ICE were in our county, they wouldn't be using some of the same tactics that they're using around our nation. As I said, I think working with the federal law enforcement agencies is a wonderful thing. But I would love it if this county would reject the leg, the arm of federal law enforcement called ICE. We are all afraid. And as I said, we can't be naive to think that this isn't going to happen to our family or friends. My son lives in a little tiny town in Cooper Landing, Alaska, and he has seen some of the businessmen in his area being picked up. And I'm telling you, it might be the size of painted posts, if that, okay? So you passed a resolution in July. And in the honor of Renee Good and Alex Preddy, I would humbly ask that you rescind that resolution. Please, please do it in their honor and in the name of public trust. We are here because we trust you to do the right thing. So please, please consider doing that. There are many counties and municipalities around this country who have already done so. It is possible to do. As a resident of this county, I don't want even a hint, even a smell of ICE in my county. I don't want anything to do with them. And I hope you'll understand what I'm saying. It's important, people. We want to trust you to do the right thing. We do not want to live under fear. And, you know,
thank you.
I thank our local
thank
law
you.
Enforcement
That's your
for
3
everything
minutes.
They do. Please rescind that resolution. Thank you.
Deborah Ackley.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I will set your 3-minute timer.
My name is Deborah Ackley, and I'm a Steuben County resident. And I'm going to start with the end of mine because I talk a lot. Okay, for everybody here that's standing up for our country and the God, who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. And for the legislative and everybody else, Mark 8:36, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world but lose his soul? We don't want to lose our soul for the extra $30 in the contract. Okay. My conscience and psyche do not want my county to have any part in the farce that has been raping our country and the world, especially for revenue. Being undocumented is a civil offense, not criminal. Yet Mr. Trump, the person causing the fear factor response from his disciples, is a convicted criminal that has made many had many criminal charges against him dismissed due to his wealth. The immigrants whose only offense is trying to make a living are being denied rights given by the Constitution, which guarantees undocumented immigrants due process, free speech, and protection from discrimination. I'm glad I took my blood pressure pill. Further, it should be highly illegal for ICE to use masked attacks and mistreatment on anyone. Sheriff Allard, you said yourself that the ICE told you what they will do to apprehend these people that have only offense is being human. The agent's actions, sir, are criminal, even against citizens that are standing up to do the right thing. We don't trust that we're not going to be the next people killed if ICE is in this community, because we will stand up. It's highly criminal to mistreat people while detained, yet that is the experience these humans fear and are living with. Recap, criminals shouldn't get to harm people whose only offense is a civil offense and trying to stay alive. Also, the verbal abuses and physical abuses against those who stand up for justice shouldn't happen. Actually proves our point, though, that when those who comment in favor of the Trump regime usually use vulgar, nasty language, and it kind of proves our point that they are following the wrong God.
Thank you. That is your 3 minutes.
Tiffany Ackley.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I will set your timer. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Tiffany Ackley Gamel, and I am from Hammondsport, New York. And I have concerns today regarding the portion of this deal that would result in ICE as a user agency in the Steuben County Jail. A jail that houses ICE detainees is effectively an ICE detention center. Due to an increased amount of federal prisoners arrested in the name of immigration enforcement in the years to come, this fact will become more clear. I thoroughly believe ICE should be removed from this agreement. The Immigration and Nationality Act, codified in Title 8 of the U.S. Code, grants the executive branch, and thus ICE, authority to enforce U.S. immigration laws. Section 1226 and 1357 of Title 8 empower designated immigration officers to question individuals about their status, detain individuals, and make arrests with or without warrants. This does not require suspicion of wrongdoing, and reason to believe issues broad authority left at the agent's discretion. There was a Supreme Court ruling on September 8 that gave ICE agents the ability to profile based on one's job, race, or accent. And this to me seems blatantly unconstitutional. Some of you may notice I did not stand during the pledge, which to many people here who I consider my neighbors and friends is blasphemy. And I will explain that. I do not currently believe that the promise of liberty and justice for all is being honored. And I respect Sheriff Allard's stance of local law enforcement working to protect citizens from ICE. However, as militarized, we are the number one imperialist military nation in the world. We have a lot of global influence, more so than any nation. And as that militarization turns inward on our own people, in our own borders, we are but a drop in the ocean. And I do not believe that local law enforcement, with all of respect due, has the power to stand up against the federal government. I also believe that all the evidence we've seen of ICE acting outside of constitutional principles, not respecting First, Second Amendment rights, or honoring people's Fifth Amendment rights, have proven time and time again that the rogue agents that are doing these crimes are the rule, not the exception. And I have seen videos of that were unaltered and without citizens holding ICE accountable and recording these things. They never would have come to life. They never would have come to light. And also, the fact that the other agents do not step up and stop these rogue agents from acting out of accordance to the Constitution, and the fact that there is no federal oversight or accountability to these agents on federal payroll.
Thank you. That is your 3 minutes.
Thank you.
John Brown.
Who's that name?
John T. Brown.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I will set your timer.
John T. Brown, and I'm from Corning, New York, and I have two wonderful legislatures that represent me, Jotopia and Hilda Lando. And I know Hilda is concerned about losing money for the county, and Joe is, like me, not too concerned about $100 a day, which Sheriff Allen has said that's about what it costs us. So in a year's time, that would be under $40,000. I just heard this morning we approved 10 times that much in grants. So I don't think money's an issue, but I think what we need to do is show our resolve that we are against ICE and what they are demonstrating in Minneapolis and the rest of the country. So I hope that our legislature will have the guts to vote no.
Thank you.
Roe Hemingway.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I'll set your timer.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Roe Hemingway. I'm in Irwin, New York. Thank you. This is my first time here. I want to keep my remarks brief. I'm actually very impressed. I think the discussion here today is correct. It's aligned with our values, and I have the greatest respect for the body in front of me as well as my colleagues and neighbors and friends. So thank you for helping me learn about how democracy works. Take care.
Peter Gordon. Peter Gordon.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from. I'll set your timer.
Good morning. My name is Peter Gordon, and I live in the town of Caton here in Steuben County. And I am here as a citizen, concerned citizen, about what is going on with ICE. As others have mentioned, it is a new, it's not the INS. It's a new situation. I know that we're a very rural county. We're, you know, geographically, we're huge. So population-wise, we're not like Minneapolis. So I'm not comparing apples to apples, and you know, I don't mean to do that apples and oranges kind of thing. But I really do feel I'm disappointed about what I've heard about the vote in July. So number one, I'm very disappointed that there didn't seem to be, whether it be public content, public comment, or time for the legislature possibly to read into that. So that agreement that we have continued with ICE, I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about $30 a day extra or whatever it is to house inmates at our local jail. But what I am concerned about is, as Sheriff Allard mentioned, and I certainly respect law enforcement, and I do appreciate all that our legislators are doing. So I really, like others, I appreciate everyone in this room. But for this might be for Sheriff Allard, but it's just a rhetorical question, really. Do we have the staff, the law enforcement staff, to really accompany ICE if it does somehow in our area or areas throughout our county get worse? In other words, those ICE agents coming in, are we going to have our law enforcement seeing and making sure that they abide by the laws? Because we're seeing, unfortunately, whether it be on TV or through social media, we're seeing all these things that are happening that are, some are legal, other things, laws are being broken. And the federal government doesn't really seem to be all that concerned, my opinion, about what's happening. So I'm just encouraging our legislature to reconsider contracts, whether it be in the future, if there's an ability to potentially rescind that contract, like other municipalities have done in different parts of the country. I think that would be worthwhile. The tactics of ICE are so concerning that I, as a citizen, just wanted to also express my First Amendment right to speak up and express my displeasure with that agreement with ICE. But it's with ICE, not so much our legislature. You know, it's the federal government and ICE that I have the extreme displeasure. So I once again appreciate all that you are doing to help us citizens of Steuben County. But as far as Sheriff Allard being able to have his officers accompany every
thank you. That's your 3 minutes.
I'm going to apologize. I cannot read the last name. I believe it's Dave from County Route 87 in Hammondsport. Okay.
All right. Well, you will get to introduce yourself and tell us where you're from, and I'll set your timer.
I am Doris Cochran. I'm a proud daughter of a World War II POW in Buchenwald concentration camp. And most of you probably know of him. He has been in the boards, town boards, school boards, every board you can think of, and did everything he could to help this county. And I'm representing him because at 18 years old, he went and got in a plane, okay, and to bomb the Germans, all right, because the people in Germany at that time believed what the government said. There were not communities like this that had an opportunity to say no. But anyway, through this, his whole time, all right, he raised us to stand up for the majority of people who weren't as fortunate as we were. It's called humanity. This is not a money issue. This is a racist issue. And if you are willing to bargain, if you're willing to bargain our liberty, our humanity, and our right to take care of each other, we're in a town with several beautiful churches. And the hypocrisy is amazing to me. You can go to church and say, welcome your neighbor, and then crucified me on the Steuben County website last night on Facebook. Called me a raccoon water, an immigrant protector. You know, you're right. I marched in the 60s against the killing of the spraying, the dogs, the hosing of the Black community. I fought in the Vietnam War and protested for the right to vote at 18 because my friends were dying and didn't have the right to vote. I marched for women's rights, okay? We're still 70% less than what we should be. I'm asking you just one thing. If you're not willing to stand up against this, you are not willing to stand up against anything.
Thank you very much.
Bruce McLaren.
Wait, his name was Warren Thompson.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I'll set your timer. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Bruce McLaren. I live in Corning. Was there anything else I should?
Nope, that's good. I just set your timer.
I don't need 3 minutes. I think I won't be speaking that long. I simply wanted to put my name in my face with all the people who think ICE is wrong. And I do think ICE is wrong. I think the chief and all the folks in the police department are doing a wonderful job. I have no criticism against them. We need law enforcement, and they're great. One thing the chief said, though, concerns me. He mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, that we don't have any control about ICE coming into the county. They're going to come whether we like it or not, kind of thing. And I find that disturbing at the least. I don't know about contracts. I don't know about the law. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know about how the federal government operates in the the nuts and bolts, but I find it concerning that if there's so many people in our county, and we only have control over our county, we don't control the whole thing, but we have a voice in our county. And my thinking is, if there's so many people in this county who have, let's shall we say, issues with ICE operating here, how is it that we have no control over whether they can come and do their whatever it is that their mission is? And then, let's face it, the larger mission of ICE and the INS before it, there's something to be said about illegal immigration and illegal criminals, immigrants being criminals in our country. That's fine. But the way I think we can all agree that ICE has been doing it lately is simply not the way it should be done. So the fact that we have no control over ICE coming in and doing their thing in our county, I find concerning at the least. I just wanted to put that out there. And I, as I say, I don't think I need 3 minutes to say what I need to say. I just want to be another one of the people who say, we don't want ICE here. This is our county. My wife and I have been living here for 25 years, and we love it here. And the thought that we can see things like what we've been having in Minnesota happening here, we've got to have some control over that. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Michelle Boris.
I'm tied, so I'll say ditto.
Thank you. Diane Rowe. Thank you. Lynn Ricotta.
Good morning. Please state your name again, where you're from, and I will set your timer.
My name is Lynn Ricotta, and I'm from the city of Corning. I would think people here have so many questions about the contract, about what goes on in the county jail, about how detainees are brought here and what happens to them. Before any of this goes through, I would say, why didn't you have a public meeting to inform the county residents about what's happening? And I would urge you to do so before this contract is ratified. And I understand that there is a time, it's time sensitive, but which, you know, why didn't this happen before? But also, what strikes me is the argument that we've always done it this way. This contract has been in place for many, many years. That's the way we've always done it. We should continue to do that. That's the same reasoning that they use to continue Jim Crow laws and segregation. We've always done it this way. Why shouldn't we just keep doing it? This should not be a money issue. It's a moral issue. Working with ICE in any capacity is complicity with the Trump administration. And its goal of making this country a white-only country. And that's what it boils down to. So I would urge you to not ratify this contract and to go back and to rescind the agreement to work with ICE. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rick Edwards.
Good morning. Please state your name again, where you're from, and I will set your timer.
Good morning. I'm Rick Edwards. I live in Corning. I surf Painted Post, Horseheads, and Elmira Heights, so I get around. But needless to say, I'm very invested in the success of Steuben County and of Americans in general. I would like to remind the people of a quote from a Supreme Court justice not very long ago, who simply said that dissent is patriotic. Indeed, if our founding fathers were not willing to dissent against a king of England, whose name was not Charles, we would indeed still be British. So I would like to say that if there is not due process, even for citizens asserting their First Amendment rights to protest, or more recently, the Second Amendment right to carry a firearm, how about the due process to face your accuser? I would like to think that if ICE shoots and kills you, they are your judge and executioner, and yet you can't even know who they are. And for the chief to say that they can't stop ICE from coming here? Well, maybe that's true. Maybe that's what they said in Minneapolis. But I would say that in the other part that's not talked about too much in the Second Amendment is that states can have a standing militia. In the event, perhaps, of the federal government overreaching its power over the state government. Well, I would charge this local county government to assert its autonomy in declaring that even though we want to have more money from the federal government to house federal inmates in our county facilities, perhaps we could renegotiate a little key point, not just simply omit the checkbox that says that it can include ICE detainees, but perhaps to explicitly forbid ICE detainees from coming into our jail. And if the federal government wants to push back and only give us $125 instead of $100,
okay, thank you.
$130.
That's your 3 minutes.
Marshall Hyde.
Please state your name again and tell us where you're from, and I'll set your timer. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you. My name is Marshall Hyde, and I live in Corning, city of Corning. And I'm going to go to the end of my statement because I think it runs longer than 3 minutes.
I will stop you at 3 minutes.
Sorry. Yeah, that's exactly. So I'll go to the end. Bringing this resolution to the legislature only days before the contract must either be signed or approved or renegotiated is not transparency, and it's not respectful, I think, to you as legislators and to the public. I certainly hope that my representatives from Corning will vote no. At the very least, I hope that you all would vote to table this agreement for further consideration. That would give you time, for example, to read a 2020 Georgetown Immigration Law Journal article that studied 400 of these contracts before you make your decision. If the county simply unchecks box 19 on the first page of this contract, everyone who showed up here today would feel some relief, or at least that we aren't complicit in giving support to a lawless, unaccountable entity. I urge you to do the right thing and remove ICE from this agreement, and then I'll jump to the reasons why. I understand the previous contracts with the county and the Marshal Service have included ICE, but the past is not prologue. A statement issued yesterday from the county said this has been an agreement for decades, but if ICE was a person, they wouldn't be old enough to rent a car. So, you know, however many years this has been going on, ICE is fairly new, and today's ICE is not the ICE of the past. Law enforcement has a challenging and often nuanced job, so I can understand the motivation for agreements between agencies and have no problem with this agreement with the Marshal Service. For resource sharing, mutual support, and I've got your back. I don't have an issue with that, but I must say again, what should be obvious to everyone now, ICE today is not a good faith actor. It is not capable of nuance. No one in the sheriff's department or any other law enforcement professionals would behave as ICE has behaved in the past many months. Not professionals. The cruel and incompetent actions of ICE agents in American cities, if performed by deputies from this department, would surely require that the deputy be relieved of duty pending investigation. And we're not just talking about shootings. For ICE agents, there is no accountability. They have been told by people at the highest levels of government that they have absolute immunity, which is not true. ICE agents have literally been encouraged to act illegally and with impunity. And the inexperienced and self-aggrandizing leadership of ICE lies easily and shamelessly to the nation, justifying the actions of their agents and smearing the reputations of their victims, despite what we can see and hear for ourselves. From top to bottom, ICE is a dangerously flawed entity, currently unrecognizable as law enforcement.
Thank you. That is your 3 minutes.
Louise Richardson.
Good morning. Please state your name again for us and tell us where you're from, and I'll start your timer.
Okay. My name is Louise Richardson. I live in the town of Irwin. And I don't think I have 3 minutes here. What I'm concerned about is the lack of transparency and the haste with which these decisions are being made. I serve on a local nonprofit board. When we are asked to vote on anything of significance, we are presented with the details at the meeting a month prior to the vote so that we will have time to review the issue at hand, consider its impact, and ask questions. I find it troubling that these consequential matters are being presented to the legislature at the last minute and rushed through without time for deliberation and without public disclosure. I understand that the sheriff says that this is simply renewing a longstanding agreement, but just because something is longstanding doesn't mean it's a good idea. After the county's hasty approval of the 287G agreements, constituents are wary. What should have been a deliberate and conscious act of policymaking subject to transparency was treated as a routine business transaction. The sheriff says he's happy to sit down with anyone to explain what his department does and why they do it. I recommend a town hall meeting to be held where he can hear and address the concern of constituents. This public comment period is not sufficient. I suggest he listen to the people he was elected to serve with respect and not dismiss us as misguided and self-serving. And I'm going to cut the rest short. I will say that I will own up to being the person who set in motion something that got a lot of the people in this room here. I was appalled as all of you to see on social media that people were saying that you were proposing an ICE detention center. It's like the worst game of telephone ever. And I did my best last night to try to dispel that. Just listen to the people. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jackie Halifax.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I'll set your timer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Jackie Halifax. I'm from the town of Bath. For the record, I am not a paid agitator.
Thank you.
One of many lies told about people who are dissenters or who are on the other side. I endorse everything that has been said. I've been so inspired and informed. I'm sure I won't need 3 minutes. I'm just going to say a couple of things. I'm sure not too long ago, I believe not too long ago, ICE and Border Patrol were legitimate agencies. And we did business with them. They are not legitimate today. We all know that. We've all seen it. How do we know that? With our eyes. Despite the lies of the victims. Lies about the victims. They cannot be trusted. We cannot stop them from coming into Steuben County. And despite our sheriff's best efforts, I don't believe he could control them. I want to finish by saying I love the suggestion, the first man who said, please rescind what you did last summer. I'm embarrassed that I wasn't enough on the ball to get in here and tell you what I think then. Please do not be complicit with ICE in any way. You will live to regret it. We will live to regret it. Some of us may not live to regret it, the way ICE operates. So if you do go ahead,
please change the contract to make it clear that Steuben County Jail will house federal detainees except those who are taken into custody by ICE or Border Patrol or anyone who is acting for them. Thank you.
So much.
Charity Jones.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from. I'll set your timer.
I'm Charity Jones from Hammondsport. I will say that it is an insult to our intelligence to imply that this facility would not be used to detain immigrants or otherwise just brown people. And the need to diffuse the truth of what will happen proves the problematic nature of the proposal. This is not a preventative measure. It is spinelessness. But anyway, when I look at Bath, I see a neglected child. The issues that I see are not the lack of prisoners or detainees. I see a lack of small businesses, an underfunded education system, and not enough infrastructure or social programs to take care of struggling citizens. I see that Bath has been receiving grants to improve the lives of people that live here and make the town palatable for tourists. I also see that Bath is relying on federal contracts for this facility. Only one of those boosts to the local economy is a recurring investment, and we should focus on reinvesting into the people, not focusing on political fads. Mr. Trump has the lowest approval rating right now of any president in the last 80 years at the one-year mark. Jumping on this bandwagon will not bring future prosperity, and I'm sure that this facility being used to detain people who commit immigration offenses will drive down tourism in the Finger Lakes and harm the entire local economy. The feds did not vote you in, and you are public servants and protectors to us, not them. And certain people would not be reelected if the citizens of Bath could stop barely living paycheck to paycheck long enough to learn the political arts. Someone said they don't want a Minneapolis here, but this is exactly how you get a small Minneapolis. So if you are bending to whoever applies the most pressure, us or the administration, we will not let you rest. Let me also say, I am older than ICE. We have lived here without ICE. We have lived here without ICE for the past, what, 4 years now, someone said? It is not necessary. Thank you. That's all I had to say.
Thank you.
Robert Walker.
Thank you. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I'll set your timer.
Yes, I'm Bob Walker. I live in Corning, New York. I'm a retired engineer, but I'm here as a person of faith saying I'm shocked and dismayed to see what's happening in our country, and I'm talking about in the last year. For clarity, I was no fan of Trump in his first administration, but this is special. So I reject out of hand that it's business as usual. In my career as an engineer, I worked in a whole lot of manufacturing businesses and was exposed to a large number of contracts, and I can tell you it's really dangerous writing contracts with people who are unreliable or you don't trust. Now, the danger is you think they're going to do what the contract says, but they don't. They do whatever they want, and it's your business to sue them to get what you agreed. This is Trump's MO, has been his whole life. So to get off of that, I have friends who are immigrants. My mother was an immigrant. She was a displaced person from Europe after World War II, and I am an immigrant. So when people start taking it out on immigrants, I take that personally. I agree with the comment earlier that immigrants are not here to do anything evil. They're not here to be criminals. They're trying to make a better life, and it's really hard. Let me tell you, being new to this county with all the best intentions and a ton of support is still very difficult. And they don't need to be hassled by ICE or anyone else. So I view this mostly as a moral issue. Again, supreme caution, contracting with people who can't be trusted. And I want to thank all the speakers and for all the information shared. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Catherine Anderjack.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from. I will set your timer.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
You are welcome.
I was going to rescind my opportunity based on many, many wonderful speakers here today. But I want to say I will jump. I'm not a public speaker and I'm a hand waver, so you're just going to have to bear with me. Maybe I'll wake some of you up. Okay. But this longstanding agreement, with some of the issue, is that we are not in the same territory as 30 years ago. This administration does not abide by our laws and does not abide by our constitution. It is lawless. So it's invaded another nation for its oil. It blows up boats and people without congressional approval. It's abolished and dismantled our agencies that have served the American people. And the people in our county will have higher health care costs or no insurance at all, food insecurities. Women have lost the right to their own bodies. Our national parks and monuments are being invaded for their minerals. Our education department is being dismantled so that we can become dumb and dumber. Our true history is being distorted and rewritten. Scientific research that will advance us as humans is being gutted. The Supreme Court, sorry, is bought and sold and paid for. Okay. The Department of Justice is not complying with the mandate to release the Epstein files. And I do believe that all of this is a distraction away from the Epstein files. Okay. ICE kills American citizens. There is no due process. They are making a database on the protesters. So it's very hard to believe the authorities, the government. We want to, we need to, and we need to stick with our communities and support each other. And I can say, I believe we will. That's all I have to say.
Thank you so much.
Molly Ahrens.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from. I will set your timer.
Good morning. My name is Molly Aranda. I live in Campbell. I would like to first state that I have nothing but respect for our sheriff and the sheriff's deputies. Every interaction I've had with any of you has been courteous, professional, respectful. Good. Thank you for that. That being said, my parents also taught me that we are the friends we keep. And I think we need to keep that in mind. Every one of us has had an experience where maybe we're running with the wrong crowd and we say, whoops, I shouldn't be a part of that. I better separate myself from that. I think it's time we start looking at that. Some of us have experienced divorce, have friends that have gone through a divorce. We know it's painful, but what happens? We entered an agreement. We said, this is a great one. And then we said, oh my gosh, something changed. I've lost that trust in my partner. I believe we've lost that trust in ICE. We've lost that trust in our federal representatives. It's time to put our foot down, take a stand. It stinks, but we got to do it. I would actually be very surprised if the sheriff or any of the deputies really thought that ICE was doing a bang-up job every single time, and that our administration should be defending the actions that they're doing. This isn't right. We need to make a stand. Maybe a little short-term pain here, a little bit of less money in our coffers, fine. This is not okay. We are not okay. When people see the inhumanity, they speak up. And our law enforcement is smacking it down. Not okay, not legal, not constitutional. Please, let's not stand by and just watch. The lawsuits alone are going to bankrupt this country. Let's think about it. Every single one of these things will go into the law system. We will be bankrupt. Do we want that? Can this county afford it to be a part of it? No. Stand up now, please. Make a stance. We are not in the normal times. We are in the thick part of the history books. We were all here. What did we do? What do we not do? This is the time. This is the time to make a stance. It's no longer about an opinion about immigration. This is about standing up for humanity, standing up for the Constitution, standing up for what is right.
Thank you. That is your 3 minutes.
John Johnston.
I decline to speak.
Thank you.
I've already heard everything I need.
Thank you.
Liv Lovejoy.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I'll set your timer. Thanks, Liv.
Hello, I'm Liv Lovejoy. I'm a resident of Chemung County. I'm here on my own accord as an individual, but I do serve this region, and I'm very proud of where I'm from. So I take deep pride in it, and I'm terrified by what ICE has wrought on our country as a whole, and most recently in the Twin Cities. I think seeing the shift from large cities like Los Angeles and New York City into smaller communities like the Twin Cities only shows us what our future could look like if we give ICE an inch in our communities. And if we give them an inch, they will take a life and a life and a life. I think that it is critical that we make it extremely clear that ICE is not welcome here in any capacity, whether that's through Resolution 13 today, removing ICE from that list. I actually came with the intention of asking all here, including the police, to stand with us if we were under siege from these federal enforcement agencies, only to find in my research that they signed an agreement in over the summer to train their local officers and to carry out certain duties of ICE officials, like questioning immigration status. We are, I mean, I'm not comforted anymore by my neighbor deporting people and being violent to my neighbors in the streets than I am to a masked thug being brought in to do that same action. I seriously urge everyone here to rethink this and to stand firm. Everyone has said such great things already, and I think it's very clear. Everyone who's spoken before me has made it explicitly clear that we do not want ICE here in any capacity. And so I think that the choice is extremely clear. Say no to this resolution. I mean, if we're worried about a timeline, the federal government, God knows, they make us wait. So, you know, we can rally it out, take 19 out, and if you still want to go and fight for $30 more, I'm all for it. But is $30 worth your neighbor's life? Is it worth the a torn and terrified community? I can't even say any more than what everyone else before me has said so incredibly. It's clear that we are a united front, and we will defend our neighbors. And we hope that you will stand with us if it comes to that point. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Tatiana Penman.
Good morning. Please state your name again and where you're from. I'll set your timer.
Hello, my name is Katiana Penman. I'm from Corning. I'm a college student. I work two jobs. I didn't have time to form the elegant speeches that many people here have. I agree with a lot of the words today, and I'm so thankful for all of you for coming and standing up for us. I believe that any agreement with ICE is a losing one. Any cooperation with ICE is too much cooperation. We will not show ICE that we are willing to let them get a toehold here. If we give ICE an inch, they will take a mile. History has its eyes on us. What we choose to do today will set precedents for what ICE is allowed to do in the future. I understand that what we're talking about is federal prisoners, but it's still ICE, and we're still telling them that we are okay with what they are doing. I am not afraid of public speaking. I have done much public speaking in the past, but I am deeply upset that we are even here today and that we I've been given 3 days to put in our 2 cents on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacob Lane.
He's coming. Should have a name on deck.
Good morning. State your name again, please, and tell us where you're from, and I'll set your timer.
Hello, my name is Jacob Lau. I'm a resident of the Painted Post and Corning area. I honestly have never been in this part of the area specifically because I've never thought of ever coming up to here because I've never had a moment where this would be an even an option. There are people that are currently being taken, and every part of this damn country, there, apologies, every part of this country that is that can be reached. Doesn't matter if you're an island or if you're in the middle of nowhere. There are people like Joe Sparco, a Purple Heart veteran that was taken and shown on Congress to actually be announced, hey, these are people that have served our country. You have 475 people who were here legally on a visa to give us jobs that could have risen. And who says that we won't get federal funding to even have something like that that could give us a $1 million push right in the right direction or more for a factory that would help our community in such a substantial way? I can go on for Renee Goodman, but I think we've heard enough of that. You have Liam Ramos, somebody who was just 5 days ago taken by ICE, a five-year-old that nobody even thought was an option that you could just whisk away. Section 19, or not 19, box 19 specifically, is a problem because the distance will come here. We don't want that. ICE itself is a problem. They have become a problem. They are not what they were for 8 years ago, anything. They are entirely different. They are an unjust entity that needs to be looked at as they are. They are the problem. They are not the federal government we want. They are not what we stand for. There are many, many other people in this country that have had their lives completely ruined, taken, beaten, sprayed upon, riots across the entire U.S. Do we really want that here or close to? I can't stand for the other types of counties that have anything to do with ICE, but for us, we have the choice to give them that long haul that'll make us safer. So don't say 19. We're good. We don't want them here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sue Bozeman.
Thank you. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I will start the timer.
Hi, I'm Sue Bozeman. I live in Hammondsport, New York, and I hate public speaking, but I feel compelled to be here today. First of all, because we are a nation built on immigration, I believe we must continue to strive to create a society that values immigrants as vital contributors to our nation and where everyone is afforded an equal opportunity to thrive socially, economically, and culturally. And I think just about everyone in this room has come from ancestors who were immigrants to this country. Well, according to the American Immigration Council, as of late January 2026, roughly 73,000 people are currently incarcerated in ICE facilities. The population includes roughly 67,000 single adults and 6,000 individuals and families. Regarding criminal records, approximately 74% of those currently detained have no criminal records, no criminal convictions. I thought the plan, that ICE's plan, was to catch drug traffickers, rapists, violent criminals. What is going on, clearly not that. Growth. The number of detainees has increased by 84% to the same time, compared to the same time in 2020, when the population was under 40,000. This figure represents a high record, having surpassed 70,000 for the first time in its 23-year history. In recent months, immigration officers detained people seeking asylum, people and working in their communities for years, some undocumented, some with temporary or legal residency. Regardless, they have been locked up and separated from their families. Look at the trauma to families, to children. Is this what we're about? Is this what America, are we great? Is this making us great? No. So under attack is due process. People don't have the right to lawful claims and are deported. Sorry, I'm just a little bit nervous. So jumping ahead, I'm just going to say that key arguments against supporting housing people in Steuben: human rights abuses, family separation and trauma, due process concerns.
That is your 3 minutes. I'm sorry.
I urge us to get rid of the agreement from June 2025 and not to approve the amendment or the agreement today.
Thank you.
Lori Placa.
Thank you so much. Please state your name again and where you're from, and I will set your timer.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
My name is Lori Placa. I live in Cahockton, and I have for 36 years now. I scribbled this morning, so you'll have to forgive me if I stumble. Legislature, sheriff, deputies, thank you. I watched an interview this morning. Anderson Cooper was interviewing Stella Carson, the pink coat lady, the lady that filmed Alex Pretty's death, murder, at the hands of ICE agents. This is her quote regarding the attitude and the behavior of the agents. They are rested in calm anger. I think because of the absolute protections that they have been given, they feel nothing but confident about what they're doing and that this is some kind of video game. It feels like we are a joke, that our civil rights are a joke, that our Constitution is something to be laughed at. This is how they behaved. In this context, ICE, its current iteration, is disregarding the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth and Fifth Amendments to due process, undue search and seizure. In a broader context, ICE is brutally and without regard for any amendments, anything constitutional, detaining legal asylum seekers, students with a valid visa, Native Americans, children, and legal citizens who just look or speak like they may be illegal, such as Scott Tao, dragged out in his underwear. They're abusing and assaulting, killing those of us who dissent. We all want safe borders. We all want illegal immigration enforcement, but in a reasonable and legal manner, constitutional. Nearly every action of this ICE is unconstitutional. They've become a paid mercenary army, answering only to Kristi Noem and Stephen Miller. I ask that you not renew this contract, rescind the contract, renegotiate the contract, take out Box 19. We don't have a problem cooperating with federal agencies and law enforcement, but we don't want to be a pipeline for the victims of our extra legal and extra constitutional ICE in its current form. I think that's about all I had. That was short.
Thank you so much. I just asked,
we elected you to take care of our county, to take care of us, to keep us safe. We're trusting you to do that. But that includes all of us, our immigrants as well.
Thank
And
you.
includes
Your 3 minutes are up. I'm
right.
sorry. I've got several other speakers.
Just
Thank
don't
you.
want the stink of ICE on us right
Thank you.
now. Please renegotiate,
Thank you.
please.
Again, I will apologize. I cannot read this. First initial T, last name Atande, potentially. Anybody?
Can you tell where they're from?
No, I cannot. Yeah, I cannot. Next, also Jay Almer, Hammondsport. And no. T also cannot read the last name, County of Schuyler. Come on.
We can't read it.
I'm from Schuyler.
That'd be you.
Skylar, that must be you. All right, write it at the podium, please. State your name and where you're from, and I'll set your timer.
Good morning. Timothy Dunlap from Schuyler County. I come here as a neighbor because this is not a federal issue. This is a local issue. If this same question comes up before Schuyler County Legislature, I ask that you come to visit my county and voice your opinion. 250 years of democracy with a constitution that theoretically works, tripartite government, executive, judicial, and legislative. The executive is off the rails. The judicial, the Supreme Court of this nation has lost its way. That leaves it up to local politics. And I ask you respectfully, one, thank you for having me, and that you rescind any previous agreement regarding ICE and distance yourself as far as possible from any ongoing agreement. And I thank you. I yield.
Thank you so much. All right.
I want to thank everyone who has come in and submitted their comments, and I'm going to call the public comment period closed. Thank you. All right, we'll move on with the agenda. I'll entertain a motion for adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting.
So,
Second.
second, Pelham.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Are there any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers? Any announcements?
Everyone.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Nichols.
I want to congratulate one of our legislators. Scott Van Etten has been put into the New York State Skeet Shooting Hall of Fame for years of excellent skeet shooting, and he's also been the president of the association for several years. And I want to congratulate him.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for that announcement. Anyone else? All right, let's move to general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, receiving and accepting the January 26, 2026 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Thu, authorizing revisions to the administrative code.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Resolution 2 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Vanetten. Appropriating $67,000 from the unrestricted public safety building repairs and renovations reserve fund to the sheriff's jail equipment project.
Second.
Should we clarify that that is that restricted or unrestricted?
Restricted.
Restricted. Okay. Just continuing with that. Is the second still okay?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Kassel?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Vanetten. Appropriating $9,000 from the Restricted Public Safety Building Repairs and Renovations Reserve Fund to the Sheriff's Jail Major Equipment Fund.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Kassel?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes. Resolution 4 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Tobia and Mr. Vanetten. Appropriating additional funds to the 2025 budgets for TANF and safety net assistance.
Second, Nichols.
Are there any questions or comments?
Jack, I probably asked this in the meeting, but this finishes 2025 for us?
This should close out 2025 as
no
close as...
No lagging stuff to come from
no,
later?
No. Okay. It, if there are some caseloads or some expenses... they can be rolled into 2026, but this was the best estimate for committee to close it out, conservative, to give us a little bit of room.
All right, thank you.
Are there any other questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Kassel?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Pelham and Mr. Vanetten. Authorizing the transfer of funds from 2025 bridge project funds to bridge unassigned.
Second. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Kassel?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Pelham and Mr. Vanetten. Authorizing the transfer of funds from bridge unassigned to 2026 bridge project funds.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Kassel?
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Pelham and Mr. Vanetten. authorizing the transfer of funds from repair maintenance county salt storage to salt building capital project.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Pelham and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing the transfer of unused 2025 Public Works funds to the 2026 Public Works budget.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 9 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Pelham and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing a transfer of funds to the Disaster Response Flood Response 824 Capital Project.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, authorizing a transfer to the assigned council program.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
And Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Horton. Authorization to convert municipal certificate of need to a permanent operating authority.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Great.
Resolution 12 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing the Sheriff's Office to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the United States Marshal Service for the housing, safekeeping, and care of federal prisoners.
Second, Thu.
Yes, Mrs. Lando.
So I'm going to make my comments now.
Thank you.
So I want to thank everybody for coming. I know I invited a lot of people to come, and I'm glad you showed up. But I want to also tell you, I'm from an immigrant family. My father came over when he was 12 years old. They burned a cross on my father and mother's yard when the Italians moved into Irish Hill. I understand that. And I'm in agreement with most of what you're saying. Not everybody, but with most of you. That this has gone crazy. I understand that. A lot of you are my friends. And I appreciate that we can still be friends when this is all done. However, I mean, and I was elected to serve you But I was also elected to serve the county. Okay. And I, that's a, that in most cases, that's not easy. That's an easy decision. This is not an easy decision. It's not, and I've said this to you, if I've talked to you on the phone or sent you emails or texts, this is not about ICE. This is not about ICE. ICE was decided back year last year. This is not about ICE. Okay. I will tell you that, and we can disagree, but I'm hoping we can still stay friends. You heard the sheriff explain this resolution. And he also said, we can choose who we want to come into the jail. And I ask him to not allow any ICE prisoners to come to our jail. We can do that. And we know that. He said that. And if we don't pass this, it's going to still be a contract. I'm just saying, if I say no, it's still going to be there. And what I'm saying now is, if I say yes, we'll get more money. And I know that people have said, well, money is not the issue. Well, it is when you're looking for money to support the jail or whatever. It has nothing to do with ICE. I appreciate that.
Enough. That's enough. Please keep your quiet. Please keep your comments to Thank yourselves. You. Thank you. Are there any other, Mr. Valino?
So I'd like to say, I'm not opposed to this agreement. There is a clause in there that if either party is not happy with it, they can exit at any time. But I want to be principled here. And I, you know, up until last month, I was sitting on that side with the residents. And the legislature in the past has moved a resolution directly from a committee meeting to the full legislature the same day. I have not liked when they've done that in the past. I do not think it's transparency. And I think this is a matter, clearly, you know, residents have concerns. I think it's a matter that could be tabled and discussed next month. And I question if there wasn't a snowstorm Monday, would have residents even had known about this? So I will be as well. I will be voting no on this.
Can I make a comment? Thank you. Paul, did you have your hand up first?
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment. I responded to a lot of your comments that people sent me on email, and I really appreciate everybody coming and getting involved and everybody's passion. And what's going on in Minneapolis, nobody wants to see in Minnesota. It's disgusting, and we definitely don't want that brought here. We don't want that here. And I can guarantee you that everybody on this legislature does not wants what's happening there here. And I can 100% guarantee you that is how I what is pushing my vote. And I know with the support of the sheriff's office, we will never see anything like that in this area.
All right. Let's settle down, please. Mrs. Shannon.
I'm with Mike in that I'm for perhaps restructuring this contract to remove box 19. I know that I wasn't here in July to vote no for their involvement. Can everyone hear me? But I'm sitting in this chair because the majority of the people voted for me to represent their voice. And for that reason, I do believe, with the deepest respect for the sheriff and with our law enforcement, which I want to see funded to the gills, I think that we could table this and restructure this contract in a way that removes mention of ICE and specifically focuses only on the U.S. Marshal involvement. So I will be voting no on this contract.
Thank you. Other comments? Mr. Tobia.
Well, I stated my opinion earlier, and the one thing I did say is that I will never, ever, if there's a connection to ICE, I'm voting no. That's the bottom line. That's it. But that's, you know, with me, I'm a little different, and I know some of you are connected to family that have to sometimes deal with ICE. I worry every day about my daughter who lives in Texas. And I worry about those and I'm going to call them goons, going down there and trying to take her away because she's Korean. I have a daughter. I mean, you look at her, she's not white. She's a Korean girl, 38 years old, doing well, great family. But as a father, yeah, I worry about that stuff. So when it comes to ICE, yeah, I got a special little anger inside my heart with that one. And I don't want them near here or anyplace else. It might be the wrong reason for my no vote, but it's how I feel inside. And not only that, but I think the majority of the people from Corning here want a no vote as well. And I've got to respect my constituents and what they want. So that's it.
Thank you. Mr. Thu.
Okay, so we've heard from many of you. It seems like I like to establish common ground. I'm probably not on the same side politically as most of you, which is fine. I'll talk with any of you. But from what I heard, what I've heard from most of you is, hey, we are concerned with illegal or bad behavior that we're seeing with ICE. This contract has Steuben County, specifically the sheriff, in the driver's seat on whether or not we take any ICE prisoners whatsoever. You guys had mentioned you requested, and I think Joe will be bringing this up, and I'd certainly be willing to discuss this, the rescission of the previously approved contract. So I think that should be on the docket to discuss moving forward.
Great.
That being said, I think that the contract as it is, it has us in the driver's seat so we can decide to work with or not work with ICE. And I don't think ICE is the crux of this contract. So I'm going to vote yes on this contract, which I know you're not going to be in favor with. That's okay. But I think there's a lot more agreement on the concerns with what has happened and how ICE has been conducting themselves. And I am fully in favor of, if there's a violation of the law, the person that violated it and the organization that oversees that person should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. So that's why I'm going to be voting yes on this contract, but I hear your concerns.
Any other comments? Any other comments? All right, I'll ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
No.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Ms. Shannon.
No.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
No.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten.
Yes.
Mr. Valino.
No.
Mr. Warner.
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Just give me one second.
We're just double checking the count.
Carries.
Resolution 13 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mr. Hanna.
Enough. Thank you very much for your attendance and your comments, please.
Introduced by Mr. Hanna. Accepting Section 5311, Federal Mass Transportation Capital Projects and Funding.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten.
Yes.
Mr. Valino.
Yes.
Mr. Warner.
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 14 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mr. Thu. Electing to participate in the 25-year option of the New York State Retirement and Social Security Law, Section 89P, for certain correction officers.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes. Sorry.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Carried.
Resolution 15 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Introduced by Mr. Thu. Reclassifying one part-time county historian position to one full-time county historian position, management grade F, within the county manager's office.
Second, Shannon. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 16 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Thu. Amending the management salary plan to adjust county historian from management grade D to management grade F.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 17 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 18?
Introduced by Mr. Thu. Appointing the Republican Commissioner of Elections of the County of Steuben for a term commencing February 1st, 2026.
Second.
Questions? Yes, Mr. Tobia.
What exactly is the role of the Republican and the Democratic Commissioner of Elections? What is the role?
They're the department head, essentially. So they are the commissioners as defined under state law. Each county has to have a Republican and a Democrat election commissioner. So it fulfills the state obligation. But in our organization, they're also the department heads for the Board of Elections.
So they will coordinate getting votes tallied. And then also, if you're trying to run for a position, they're the ones that you go to get information related to how you fill out a petition, things like that.
Good enough. Thank you.
Any other questions? Oh, yes, Mr. Vanetten.
It's also important to understand that everything in that office has to be balanced between the two parties.
Correct.
So you have one of each commissioner's. Every clerk position also has to have a corresponding one in the other party. So we can't have an odd number there.
Correct. Wow.
And that's just to keep things.
Thank you.
So this,
Ms. Shannon,
this just means that there's an appointing a new Republican.
That correct. Vicky's retiring. The Republicans have nominated, the committee has nominated Mr. Housel, and then it comes to you all.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mr. Valino?
Yes.
Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Mr. Eberlin?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Resolution 18 carries. Brian, if you would like to please stand up. Congratulations. Thank you so much for being here. All right.
He actually doesn't need to stand.
I was going to say he's taller than me sitting down.
Yeah, he's taller than me
sitting down. All right. Let's look at appointments. Can we do all these in one?
You can do all of them.
But we need a motion for
them. Make a motion.
Yeah, I'll second. I do have a question on that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second on the floor to approve all of the vacancies in one motion to combine resolutions 19 through 22. Okay. Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Aye. Any opposed? All right, so they are all combined, and You had a question?
Yeah, I had a question.
Yes.
I just noticed on the Conference of Visitors Bureaus that it seems that essentially all of the members on that are either Corning or Hammondsport residents. Is there a particular reason we don't have individuals that are outside of those two townships?
I do know, and Ms. Lando and Mr. Hanna can speak to it. I do know that they certainly try when polling for board members, try to reach out to other areas and other accommodations. They really want representatives of accommodations.
Right.
And, you know, there is a concentration there, but we have had those discussions over the years to diversify, not just the board, but, and that's one of the ways, you know.
Yeah, I almost wonder if Mr. Buckley has anyone in mind that might be interested.
if he does, he...
He also wants them to come to meet.
Yeah, yeah, and availability of meetings is a main yes. question. And so... If you all or anyone knows of anyone from different areas that may be interested, you can send them our way and we can, you know, talk to Kevin and have them for your next appointments.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? No, I thought we already
have a second.
Yeah, it's all done.
Oh, so, yes. Yeah, so
I'll second for both motions and
all right. So fine. You'll second the voting on these actual yeah. appointments. Yeah. Okay. Are there any other comments? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Thank you, Mr. Pelham. Resolutions 19 through 22 carry. Are there any other business? I think so, too.
Motion adjourned.
Wait a minute. Do we have anything else?
So close.
No. Well, thank you. Thank you. All right. Was that a motion to adjourn, Mr.
Pelham? Absolutely.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.
Adjourned.
Hey, Joe.
Your new people, sorry.